Mishnah Ches. Up until this point in the Perek, all the brachos which we've mentioned and discussed are midrabanon. The Chachom instituted them. We explained that it's logical that one can't benefit from this world without praising Hashem for it. There's one bracha on food which is midaraisa, namely Birkas Hamazon. Benching, the bracha one makes after eating certain foods, and the focus of our Mishnah is to understand which foods require a Birkas Hamazon after them. Now we learn from a pasuk in the Torah that one needs to make three brachas, actually, after eating certain foods. So the first three brachas in benching are midaraisa. The actual words weren't formed by the Torah, but the fact that one needs to say three brachas is an obligation from the Torah. Now, what are those three brachas? So the first one is praising Hashem for food, for sustenance. That was formulated by Moshe Rabbeinu when the Mon came down. The words for the second bracha, which thanks Hashem for the land of Eretz Yisrael, those were composed by Yoshua when he led the Jews into Eretz Yisrael. And the third bracha, which prays, it asks for Hashem to rebuild Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, that was made by David HaMelech and his son, the king Shlomo HaMelech. The fourth bracha was added later on, that's Midrabanan, but the first three brachas are Midaraisa. So the Torah says, V'achalta v'savoto v'erachta, you shall eat and you shall be satisfied, and then you shall bless Hashem, and that's really the main source for Birkas HaMazon. Now the pasuk before that says that when we enter Eretz Yisrael, we'll have bread. So everybody agrees that when one eats bread, the pasuk after that comes to tell us that you have to make a bracha after eating bread. Now the pasuk before that lists the Shivas HaMinim, the seven types of produce for which the land of Eretz Yisrael is praised. And it's an argument in our Mishnah whether the pasuk two psukim later is referring back to those seven species as well. So according to the first opinion now in our Mishnah, Ochel Te'enim, if somebody ate figs, anovim, or grapes, v'remoinim, or pomegranates, or any of the Shivas HaMinim, Mevorach Achrein Shalish Brachos, he has to make the three brachos after them. That's Midaraisa. He would also have to say the fourth bracha, which is Midrabanan. Divrei Rabban Gamliel, that's the opinion of Rabban Gamliel, who holds that the posuk of V'achalta V'savoto V'erachta is referring back to two psukim previously, where these seven species are listed. However, the Chachom say no. That obligation is only referring to the previous posuk, where it mentions the bread, and therefore, when it comes to other foods of the Shivas HaMinim, in fact, even wheat, which is one of the Shivas HaMinim, or barley, if that's not made into bread, then one would not be obligated to say Birkas HaMazon. Rather, midrabanan, they have to say a bracha achas me'in shalosh. One bracha, which is a shortened form of the three brachas. And that is ala michya, or ala ha'etz, or pri ha'gefen, different forms of the bracha, depending on what you ate. And contained in this bracha are those three elements which are in the three brachas. Again, what are they? It's thanking Hashem for the food and the sustenance, thanking Hashem for the land, and praying for the rebuilding of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. All those are contained in this Midrabanan bracha of ala michya, or whatever version you would say, depending on which type of food. By the way, I will mention that some people do hold that even ala michya is midaraisa, but most hold it's Midrabanan, and that's why we explained that ala michya is Midrabanan. Now the Mishnah brings a third opinion. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, afilu ochal shelek, even if somebody eats a cooked vegetable, and the Gemara explains we're referring to a specific vegetable, which would actually fill you up, if that vegetable fills you up, v'hum zoinoi, and it's your proper meal, you make a proper fixed meal on that, and you eat it in order to fill yourself up, mevarech achar shalosh brachos, you make all three brachos after you eat that, and according to Rabbi Akiva, that is midaraisa, because he doesn't relate the posuk and the obligation of benching to the previous pasukim. Rabbi Akiva just learns, the posuk says, you shall eat, you shall be satisfied, and you shall bless Hashem. It's not talking about the foods which are just mentioned, it's anything which you eat. And therefore, even a cooked vegetable, if you eat that as a proper meal, you would need to make a bracha, three brachas afterwards, as a midaraisa obligation of Birkas HaMazon. The perek now ends off by discussing the bracha on water. Now, the only real benefit which one gets from water is if he drinks it in order to quench his thirst. But if somebody consumes water for another reason, such as to get rid of something which is stuck in his throat, or to allow him to swallow food properly, the water itself is not really beneficial, and therefore one wouldn't make a bracha on it in that situation. It's only hashesemayim litzma'ay. If somebody drinks water for his thirst, since then he's getting a proper benefit, he says the bracha, blessing Hashem, and praising him that everything was created by his word. Rabbi Tarfon says, the bracha you make before drinking water is borei nefoshes rabbis. It's the bracha which you praise Hashem, and you say the one who creates many souls. This bracha is all about how Hashem provides for everything which we need, everything which is essential for life. And since water is so essential, Rabbi Tarfon holds that there's a special bracha which one makes before water, which happens to be also slightly longer than most brachas which one makes before eating. Now the halacha is that Bein Nefashos Rabbis is only used as an after blessing, and it's made after eating any food which one doesn't make a Brichas HaMazon or an Al HaMichya on. But it's never made before eating or drinking anything.